Get ready, New Jersey. The World Poker Tour and Party Poker U.S. Network are teaming up to bring the state its first ever WPT Main Tour online event. The $3,500 buy-in WPT Online Poker Open main event will take place December 27th through the 29th on the Party Poker U.S. Network. All participants will earn points towards the UBLOW, WPT Player of the Year race, and a winner of the $1 million guaranteed main event will be crowned on a live-streamed final table. The winner will also join the exclusive WPT Champions Club, receive a seat into the prestigious WPT Tournament of Champions, and have his or her name engraved on the Mike Sexton WPT Champions Cup. Daily satellites starting at $5 are available to qualify for the main event's $3,500 buy-in. Players can participate on the Borgata Poker, BetMGM Poker, or New Jersey Party Poker online gaming app. Must be 21 years or older and in New Jersey to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's make or break time when it comes to your fantasy seasons. Got to get these decisions right. Could be the difference between winning, losing. So we don't want to be going home quite yet. Let's talk some fantasy football semifinals edition with our guru over at fantasypros.com, the great Jason Katz. Jason, good evening, good sir. How are you?
Good evening. Always happy to be here.
Jason, the pleasure's all mine. If there was one player who kind of made week 14 from a fantasy standpoint and allowed you to advance, and if there was one player who kind of broke you from a week 14 standpoint, who were those guys when it comes to what you saw last week?
Well, I mean, the guy that made, I feel like the easy answer to the guy that made you would be Derrick Henry, but that's not who I'm going with. I'm going with Jonathan Taylor, who I loved coming into this year. I was on record saying he'd be a top five pick in 2021. The middle of the season, I started to turn on him a bit because they weren't really using him. And I know I should have stuck to my original guns here because, man, he has looked good. And he looks like a true league winner, especially with his matchup coming up this week.
Okay, so Jonathan Taylor was the guy to make you. Who's the guy to break you?
It's tough to pinpoint one guy because there's so many out there that kind of flopped. You want to look for a bigger name. I mean, Adam Thielen was quite disappointing, somebody that's been great all season. A couple other guys, obviously, who were disappointments. I know Josh Jacobs had a down game last week, but if you hung on to him, he was good on Thursday night. One guy that really disappointed me, and almost us, but not quite, was Deontay Johnson, with the drops really being a problem for him. And
well, and you know what, Jason? I'm glad you brought up his name. So here's the dilemma. He's talented. He's had a great fantasy year, but he's in the doghouse. He can't catch a cold. Do you dare start Deontay Johnson this week, knowing that if he drops a pass or two, his rear end might be glued to the bench for the entirety of the ballgame?
It's certainly a risk, and I can completely understand if somebody is hesitant to go down that road, because obviously, especially with them being on Monday night, because that's the most terrifying part, is you get to Monday night, you're like, oh, I'm down 6 points. I've got this wide receiver one locked in every week, and he drops the pass, gets bench, gets you nothing. That's a terrifying way to lose. At the same time, you know, I don't think Tomlin wants to bench him, as we saw. He put him back out there second half last week. He gave him the opportunity, threw him three quick passes, and he caught both of them. Deontay does not have a history of drops. This is clearly in his head. And you got to think that he knows that, and he's got the confidence of the team behind him, and it's something he can work through. Can he do it this week? I don't know. I put him out there.
Jason, I had a caller about 40 minutes ago ask me point blank about the Dolphins running back situation, thinking I could, you know, give them some clarity, and I really couldn't, because I said, you know, you got Matt Breida coming back, you have Washington there, you might have Ahmed in the mix this week, and his other options were just terrible. It was Brown with the LA Rams, it was Le'Veon Bell. So basically, long story short, he has to start one of these Dolphin running backs. If I had to start somebody in that backfield against the New England Patriots, who's your guy?
I'll preface this by saying that I will give you an answer. But one thing about being a good analyst is to understand when you just don't know. And for a situation like this, it does not benefit anybody for me to come out here and say, here's what's going to happen, and here's my confidence level and whatnot. We have no idea how this is going to shake out. What we do know from what we've seen from Dolphins all season is they do not like Matt Breida at all. I don't care about him. So I'm not really concerned with Breida playing. I believe that if Gaskin plays, which seems doubtful at the moment, it'll be him. You start him. If he doesn't play and we have Washington and Ahmed both healthy, that's a complete coin flip. I would lean toward Washington just because he's the one who played last week and they have no allegiance to Ahmed at all. But if Ahmed doesn't play and it's Washington and Breida, I'm going to lean toward Washington leading this backfield in touches, but I'm not expecting anything big out of any of these guys.
And as you know, Jason, they got a whole lot of guys who were beat up this week. Parker, who probably will play. Grant, not that he matters for fantasy. Gesicki, who's been a beast. He is dicey. I thought there's no chance he's playing. Now they list him as questionable. But Lynn Bowden put up monster numbers last week. I figured he'd be a lot of, on waiver wires, and he'd be getting a whole lot of streaming action and whatnot. Are you buying the idea he could be like a late season fantasy guy, or am I not going to overreact here to 1 week? How do you take that?
There's two ways to look at it. One is obviously 9 targets last week. You love to see that season high 71% snap share. On the other hand, I mean, if you're in your fantasy semifinal, you really want to pin your hopes on Lynn Bowden.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough sell, bro. Very tough sell.
He's a rookie running back, playing wide receiver. It's a tough spot if you have to start him.
I don't disagree. All right, now let's get to your matchups of the week before we get to a bunch of Twitter questions. We'll combine them into two, Jason, for the sake of time. Quarterback, the must play, the guy to avoid. What do we got for week 15?
All right, I'll do this as quick as I can. We're starting Jalen Hurts. We saw all we needed to see last week against a tough Saints defense. He ran the ball 18 times for over 100 yards. There are no words that I can say that will effectively encapsulate how much better at football Jalen Hurts is than Carson Wentz. Hurts was competent passing, and he's elite running, which, as always, is a fantasy cheat code. Start Jalen Hurts. On the other side, we are not starting Baker Mayfield. Back-to-back 200-yard efforts, and I think we're going to see fantasy managers want to chase that production. You got to resist that temptation. For as bad as the Giants are as a team, they have a top-10 defense. They allow just 15.9 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. I kind of think they win this game in an ugly, low-scoring affair, so I would avoid Baker Mayfield.
Avoiding Baker Mayfield. We go to running back, Jason. The cesspool that is running back. I got to play one in a juicy matchup. I got to avoid one in a not-so-juicy matchup. What's the move?
We're playing Jeff Wilson if we have to here. Just to be clear, I think Jeff Wilson's terrible. I have no idea what the 49ers see in him. Every time I watch him play, I'm just completely unimpressed. With that being said, the Cowboys are coming off a strong road win, and I've been money on predicting Cowboys games all season. They are poised to faceplant at home against the 49ers here. The 49ers will have positive game script, or at least neutral game script. They'll be able to run the ball. Cowboys are terrible against the run. And Wilson has already been in the process of taking Mostert's job, or at least kind of taking the goal line work. I know Mostert's playing this week, but he's always hurt, and I like Wilson to have a solid RB2 type week.
Jason, we go to wide receiver. What do we have on the docket at wide receiver?
He skipped over the running back. We got a bench.
I did, actually. That's my mistake. I jumped the gun there. So who's the running back we're benching?
We're benching Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It is hard to imagine anyone who drafted CEH is still in contention. But if you are, kudos to you, but you can bench him. He salvaged his day last week with 5 catches and 59 yards. He's just completely ineffective on the ground. The Chiefs are the pass-heavy team in the NFL, and rightfully so. His last 3 games, 16 carries, 32 yards. A fake active where he torpedoed fantasy lineups, and then 11 carries, 37 yards. He needs a touchdown to produce, and the Chiefs just throw the ball.
All right, so we're avoiding Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now we can get to wide receiver, Jason. Yeah. So the floor is yours.
I'll make this quick on the start because it's Diontae Johnson. I just want to encourage people.
You are really doubling down on Diontae Johnson. I feel like it comes full circle, the conversations we had preseason. Really, it finds a way to come full circle.
Yeah, I mean, I've been touting this guy since last year, honestly. I thought he was going to be the 2017 version or 2019 version of 2017 Juju last year. It didn't kind of pan out because Ben got hurt. But this year, he's taken off, and he's really good. And I'm not going to be worried about the benching, even though it is obviously a risk. We discussed that earlier. On the other side, Tyler Lockett. He is averaging 16.7 fantasy points per game. That's really good. He's a fake wide receiver, too. I've been saying this all week on Twitter to everybody who talks about it. Tyler Lockett has scored 41% of his fantasy points in two games. In his other 11 games, he's averaged 11.6 points per game. That is not good. He has been the wide receiver 40 or worse six times. He has just one game above wide receiver 31 since that 50-point outburst back in week 7. He has not been a fantasy starter for a while now, and if you can avoid him, you should.
All right, Jason, we got a ton of these. So are you ready for a little Twitter action, rapid fire?
Rapid fire, let's do it.
Let's hit them. You got to start 2 of 3. James Robinson, Mike Davis, Cam Akers. Who's on the bench?
One of the toughest ones that I've seen. These are just three guys that are locked in with volume. I think out of these three, I'm going to sit Mike Davis because James Robinson's been too good all year, locked into the volume. And I cannot fade Cam Akers coming off a 20-touch game against the Jets when they're 17-point favorites.
This is from the great Doug in Long Island. He needs a flex at wide receiver, and I kind of get the sense where you're going here. So I'm going to take Deontay Johnson out of it. But Brandon Ayuk, T.Y. Hilton, Wayne Gallman, Edwards. One of those guys got to play, Jason. Who would it be?
Man, that's tough. You know, I used to lean running back here, but you absolutely cannot sit Brandon Ayuk. He has been a legit wide receiver one over his last 5 games. I think he scored at least 17 fantasy points in 5 straight. And mixed in with an inactive here and COVID there. But Brandon Ayuk has been an absolute monster. He's a must-start.
This gentleman lost Michael Thomas. He's got 2 options. Starting CeeDee Lamb or trying to grab Russell Gage, Gabriel Davis, or RJ Hamler off of waivers. Jason, as you being the resident Cowboy fan, it's got to be your guy CeeDee Lamb, right?
Not so sure about that. First of all, KJ Hamler, I got to correct you there.
My mistake. Yeah. CeeDee Lamb, this is what happens when you pull a Burgundy, by the way, and you read it right off the teleprompter. I knew it was KJ Hamler. I literally read it right off the prompter, and I get what I deserve, Jason. That's the way it goes.
That's all right. So, CeeDee Lamb, what are we trying to do here? I mean, his cash count since Dak got hurt has just been a disaster. 0, 4, 4, 4, 5, 6, 2. He hasn't hit 50 yards receiving since week 9, and he's done it just once in week 9 since week 6. It's not CeeDee Lamb. With Julio Jones out, I actually might go back to Russell Gage here. He's hit 50 yards in his last 2 games, 15 total targets, a touchdown 2 weeks ago. I go Gage.
All right, Jason, we got some quarterback dilemmas. Let's start first AFC South. Deshaun Watson, Ryan Tannehill. What's the move?
Oh, man, it's a tough one. Because obviously Watson's got the worst matchup, but the problem with Tannehill, and if you look at what happened last week, in a game where they faced the Jaguars, great matchup, obviously, they dominated through and through with Derrick Henry. Tannehill threw 24 passes. That's it. Yeah, he threw 2 touchdowns, which salvaged the fantasy day, but just 200 yards. And you got to figure, at home against the Lions, starting Chase Daniel, it's just going to be the Derrick Henry show. And yes, sure, Tannehill could obviously throw 3 touchdowns. We saw Russell Wilson do it last week on just 27 pass attempts. But it's risky to me. I think I'd roll Watson if he's got the higher rushing upside.
Jason, I can't believe I'm asking you this question because this gentleman has 2 of these guys as his quarterback. Is it Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes? And yeah, I can't believe I'm asking this question.
It's absolutely insane. I think we had a conversation last week where I said I thought that Rodgers would be better, but I would never bench Mahomes. And it's the same scenario for me this week. I think that we're getting this, with the brief back, I think we're getting like an epic type shootout. I mean, again, this will not be Chiefs Rams. We'll never get that again. That's the greatest game of all time. But we're going to get like a 35-31 type game. And I want Mahomes.
Jason, Kyler Murray, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers. Who's the choice?
That's Kyler Murray. I know that he hasn't been as good the past couple weeks, but we're talking about a guy who spent 10 weeks of the season as a QB1 every single week. And generally, much like I favor running backs when starting in a flex conversation, I want quarterbacks rushing upside, and Kyler Murray has that.
Jason, final one, and this has been fun with the rapid fire today. We got a lot of questions, rightfully so. It's semifinal week. Jeff Wilson, T. Higgins, Devontae Parker. It is PPR. Only one can play. Who's your guy?
Unfortunately, I love T. Higgins as a player with Joe Burrow, not with Ryan Finley or Brandon Allen. There's no way you can start T. Higgins, unfortunately. So it comes down to Jeff Wilson or Devontae Parker. I have a real tough time starting Devontae Parker with 2 at quarterback facing a run-funnel defense in a game that I think the Dolphins are probably going to lose in an ugly, low-scoring affair. I know Jeff Wilson, I have to deal with Mostert back, but I'm going to start Jeff Wilson there.
Thanks for being the Scrooge, by the way. being the second guest to come on in an hour, tell me that the Dolphins are going to lose. I love you guys. Let me tell you, you guys are really trying to put me in a holiday spirit. Listen, Jason, on a much happier note, tremendous job as always. Let's find a way you and I to advance into the finals next week. And next week when we're doing this, dude, it's for all the marbles. So you better be ready to go.
I am. But I will say, this week, I don't think people realize it, this is the most important week. It's week 15. Not week 15. Week 15 is the most important week. So I wish everybody the best of luck.
And why is that, Jason? You win week 15. What does it mean? You win the money, baby. You win the money.
The money's not made in week 16. It's made in week 15.
He ain't kidding about that. For those of you in fantasy football leagues, you know exactly what I am referencing. Jason, outstanding stuff. Happy holidays. We'll chat soon, okay?
Look forward to it.
Great work. Jason Katz over at FantasyPros.com.